Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. It's another day. Time just flies now, doesn't it?
You're busy.
Yes, exactly. And I'm looking over the notes here as well. You guys are newer in business. You just started this year. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I've been doing it my whole life, but I'm actually just getting legal and all the right stuff to do it this year.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. How has it been going so far?
Super busy. It's like, so it's just me and my fiance, and it's really busy. Like, so I'm ready for it to be extremely busy so I can hire and get, you know, get crews.
Got it. Okay. Well, I mean, that's great. We can absolutely help you out with that then, so you can take on more work, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect, perfect. So the way that our listings work, they are exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. So there's no, like, sharing of leads, nothing along those lines. Now, we do that with first page placement. So you're going to get about 15 keywords. Those are going to be the services that you offer, the jobs you want to be found for. Anytime somebody searches one of those keywords online, that's when your business is going to pop up on the first page on Google. It's going to be right there where that local map section is, okay? Now, we do first page placement on Google. We also do it on Bing. We retarget those same people that were looking for your keywords. We retarget them on Facebook by running Facebook ads on their feed. We do target income levels, age groups, as well as the locations that you're looking to get work. Everything is tracked through a dashboard, so you can see that it's actually working for you, how many clicks, calls, how many people are looking for you, the location these people are searching for you from. And price-wise, it's based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. It's a flat rate of $249 per month with a one-time setup fee that's of $99 for all of your programming. So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Okay, so.
So $250 a month?
Correct.
The initial one, $348.
$249, yes.
Okay.
To get you set up today is $348, and then after that it's $249. And then there's, just so you know, there's no taxes, there's no hidden fees on that. It's a flat rate.
Yeah, because Yelp has been surprising me with some weird-ass shit that I'm like, what? You didn't tell me none of this.
So with signing up for you guys, what exactly does it all include? Because, I mean, yes. I get it first ad on Google, but, like.
Does it continually stay the same, like, bing, 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 popping up, you know, like, or
like
just.
Yelp, people message us directly, and I think that's what's helpful for a lot of people is that they can directly message us instead of calling.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. It does.
Oh,
it's direct,
okay.
Direct to us.
Yeah, it's going to be direct to you. So they can call you, but they can also text you. You know, you'll have that option because you're going to have your phone number up there. So it's, you know, getting text messages, that's just something that we can put down on the Google business profile part or even on Facebook side. You have a few different options, like on Facebook side, if instead of the clients calling you, if you want them to fill out a form so you contact them, we can set that up for you as well. That's not a problem. You just let us know how you want your campaign to look. But these calls would go directly to you. So it's unlimited calls and unlimited clicks. It's first page on Google for all of the jobs you want to be found for, those keyword searches. Also on Bing, we run those Facebook ads. You get a, you know, a tracker that tracks everything. You also get a review tracker where it's going to be a URL link. You're able to provide that URL link to your clients. So all they have to do is click on that URL link to leave you a review. So it makes it really easy because we want you to get reviews. You know, and month after month, we're going to be putting you up higher and higher on the list. You know, it's just doing that search engine optimization for your company. That's basically what we're going to be doing is the SEO. Timeline-wise as well, so you do know about how long everything's going to take. So for your Facebook ads to go up and live, those are going to be as soon as 7 to 14 days. And then your first page placement, it's not going to take any more than 30 to 45 days. I do think it's going to be sooner because you have a Google business profile. That's typically what takes the longer. but we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. So that's about how much, how long everything's going to take. But you can get calls as soon as those 7 to 14 days because of the Facebook ads that are going to be up and live.
So after we make the payment, it takes a little. You're saying it takes a little process to get going on that site.
On your first page placement, because we have to do the search engine optimization, it's going to take a little bit, but we're already going to be working in the background to do what it is that we need to do. So wherever it is that you're on the list right now on Google, we're going to be slowly moving you up and up and up, and that first page placement's going to be in those. Again, it's going to be sooner than 30 to 45 days because you have the Google Business Profile, but we do like to give you that timeline of the 30 to 45 days. But your ads, that's going to be 7 to 14 days. Your dashboard that tracks everything, that's going to be 3 to 5 days. And then if you'd like, you know, if you want to set this up today, I can include a website in there as well at no extra cost, and we can get that up and live for you in 7 to 14 days.
Okay, yeah. I'm definitely in for it. So I'm going to give the yes. So I'm going to give you the phone to Savannah, and I'm going to go get my card out of the office, and because you're going to need some numbers, right?
Yes. Is the card going to be under your name or is it under Savannah's?
It'll be under my name.
Okay, perfect. And Savannah can help me set up the account. I'll just make sure to put it under your name and I'll put her as an authorized user on it. Does that work?
Is Chime okay?
Yeah, that should be fine. I haven't had any issues with that.
Wants to know if I'm okay to be an
authorized user. Savannah is she's a registered authorized user.
Oh, on the card, you are Savannah?
No, he's saying, like, that we can talk and I can discuss things.
Oh, perfect. So okay, Savannah.
The captain has gave her a yes. The king has gave her a yes.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you.
Savannah. Yeah, no worries, Savannah. Let's get the information going. Now, Mark, I have his last name as Lopez. Is that correct?
Mark Lopez, yes.
Okay. And then, Savannah, what is your last name?
Sterling. S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H. Sterling. S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then what email address do you guys want to use?
Lopez, Lon, and Otto at gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 7869, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
So I think he told me that he wants his number on there too.
Okay.
But this is a main line, so like I want this number for sure to be on there.
Okay.
Because I can always, you know, when they come call, I can always forward it to him.
Okay. What is the other number? Is it a cell phone, the other number?
Yeah, it's a cell phone. It's Mark's personal cell phone.
Okay. What's that number?
972-750-6003.
Okay. That's fine. Just to clarify, he wants his cell phone on the account as well, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and then for company name, I have Lopez, Lon, and Otto. Is that correct?
Yep, and then he has LLC at the end of it.
Okay, perfect. And then just to clarify as well, the Lon and Otto and is a symbol, not actually spelled out.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then for company name, I'm looking at your Google Business, not company name, sorry, for company address, I have 2627 and Hearthstone Drive, Farmers Branch.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want us to hide that or do you don't mind the address showing?
Like I had it that it was showing on Google and I'm on Google right now messing around with it, but we don't want it to be like, here's our address. We do services at the house, but it's only for Otto.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll put it down on the list that you want to hide it. That's not a problem. Typically, okay. When you work out of your home, it's probably better not to show it.
Right,
you don't
exactly.
Want people randomly showing up, you know? So, okay, I'll put that
right.
down. And then for people authorized on the account, it's just going to be you and Mark, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, my onboarding team, they do research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Lawn, junk removal. I'm trying to think what else. Cause and like landscaping, like sod, to deal with sod, auto, of course.
Auto, when you say auto, is it like auto detailing, auto, like
no,
cleaning?
Auto, automotive general repairs, like brakes, light, oil changes. Simple things. Like, he can do other things, but it's a lot in your own little garage to be fixing everybody's problem.
My dad is, he used to be a mechanic, so I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and like, when I was in high school, I had went to auto mechanic class and like learned general things, but not as much as this guy knows.
Yes. Hey, that's nice though. You know, he can fix your car, so that's always great.
Yeah, and it's really nice because he lets me, like, learn. He's been teaching me and showing me, so
that's
been really nice.
That is really nice. Yeah, it sounds like he's patient as well if he's there teaching you, right? Kind of.
Right. We're talking about a man here, so.
You've said enough.
Yep.
Okay, so far, and let me know what if you need me to add anything. So I got lawn, junk removal, landscaping, sod, automotive, general repairs, like brakes, oil change, light changes, right? You said like headlight changes?
Yep. Headlight, taillight.
Okay. What else should I put down?
I'm trying to think. Yard cleanup.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what other work, because those things are just kind of basic, commercial. I guess you could put commercial.
Okay.
Commercial help, I guess is the word. I don't know how else to describe it. I guess, like, he really is interested in trying to find, contracts through businesses. That's what he's really looking for right now.
Okay.
So I don't know what exactly to put to look for something like that.
And my onboarding team is going to know, so I'm just putting down looking for commercial work.
Contracts.
Because
what we've ran into is with working with just residential, it's traveling a long, far time and not making anything off of it.
Okay. Well, I put down commercial and residential as well.
Most people do residential. That's
okay.
If we need to expand, I already know that I'll probably be taking on most of the residential.
Okay. That works. Okay. Perfect. Now, if you need to add or take away anything, we can always do that. And you can always do that on your dashboard as well. Okay. So don't feel like you're stuck with any of that. Okay, perfect.
I know for sure I'm going to need help with setting up, like, the website, because I don't know how to, like, lay it out. And one of the programs I've been really trying to find is a good scheduler where people can book online.
Got it.
Like, I do it all myself right now, but, like, if people feel more comfortable, like, having their choice, I wouldn't mind doing that for them.
Okay, so the website that we're going to provide you with is a pretty, you know, base. It's a nice website, but it's like a basic, simple website. We do offer websites that are a little bit more, like, you can add a scheduler on there. You can make your own changes. Is this a cell phone that we're speaking on?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you over.
I have my laptop open too, so.
Okay. I just sent you over a link. I mean, you can also email yourself the link if you want to look at it through your laptop. But I emailed you a link right now, or not emailed, sorry, text you over a link that shows you what our My Sites look like. So that's the upgraded version of the simple websites that we have. That's a one-time charge of just $2.99, and it comes with a nicer website. That's, the other one is the simple one. That one's at no extra cost. If you want to upgrade your website, you're more than welcome to do that, and it lets you, like, do the calendar. It lets you do more customizable stuff on it. It makes it look a little bit cooler. So I don't know if you want to go with that route or if you're okay with the more basic website. The basic website still looks nice too.
Let's go with the basic right now because I know he didn't take that much to put on a card.
Yeah. That's why I think you're going to be fine with the basic one. But you know, we can always add it at a future date. So that's not a problem. Now,
okay. And I'm pretty tech savvy, so I can still do my research and look for something.
That's perfect. And also for your onboarding call, so it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like? We have some time available today, tomorrow, or even Wednesday if need be.
I'd rather do today because it's raining here, so we're not going out. We don't have any jobs scheduled.
Oh, nice. Okay. How soon do you want to do it? I have something as soon as, let me see. Right now you are central time, right? It's 10:15
where
you're at? Okay.
Yep.
So I have between 12 and 1.
That's perfect.
Okay. 12 and 1.
And I didn't get the text yet.
You didn't get the text? That's weird. You should have gotten the text. Let me verify. Oh, I think it's because it sent it over to
Mark's phone.
It sent it over to Mark's phone. Yeah, let me do this real quick. Because I put him down as a cell phone, and when I put him as a cell phone, it sends everything
to
the cell phone automatically. So let me take his cell phone out real quick, and then I'll add it after. Because I do want to send you also our office line, and it has my direct extension. So you guys will be able to keep in communication with me, and then I'll send you that website as well so you guys can take a look at it. Whenever you guys want to upgrade it, you can always call me. So 7869, that's the number we're speaking on right now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just sent you the text message with the My Site link, and then I'm also going to send you my office line right now, my extension as well.
Okay.
Let me know if you did get those messages, please.
Yep, I got them.
Right. Okay. So your onboarding call will be today between 12 to 1. I'll email you that Google invite link when we're off the phone. Website, we're making the basic one. Our websites are secure as well, so you can add payment integration. That means that your clients will pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that feature? It's at no cost.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then
our account number
when you have your onboarding call, they're going to go over all of those details, so you don't have to worry about that right now.
Okay.
That's not needed. And then yes, go ahead.
Sorry, the Google business profile, for some reason it attached itself to my personal email, so if you need that, I'll give you that too.
Okay. When you have your onboarding call, they'll let you know if that matters or not. It most likely will. So they'll go over that in detail so they can get admin access to that. Okay?
Okay.
And then Facebook page. Do you guys have one or do you guys need us to make one for you?
Yep. I made one. So I can give that information to them too.
That's perfect. Thank you. You're on it.
I'm sorry because I hear that a lot. We're like, you got a Facebook?
Yeah,
Should I make an Instagram? I don't really like Instagram, but I know that it's popular.
We used to run ads on Instagram, and honestly, the results were nowhere near as the results we got from Facebook, so we stopped running ads on Instagram. That's completely up to you if you want to do it for your own, but I mean, it doesn't make a difference.
I personally do not like Instagram.
Okay, then it's not a problem.
Okay.
For service areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas do you want to target for work?
Dallas County.
1 second, please. I just want to make sure I get everything right. So I got Dallas County. I'm ready for the next one.
Because we do in a 30-mile radius. So Dallas County.
I can just put down 30-mile radius. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Because Dallas County is huge, and I noticed that we get a lot of hits in Fort Worth.
Okay. And that's all in those 30-mile radius?
Yeah, some of the zip codes people will send are like 35 miles. So what I just tell them is if, we have a 30-mile radius, we'll still serve you. But if you're over 30 miles, then we have a $25 travel fee.
So do you want me to put down like 40 miles or 50-mile radius just so we can target those two and you can let them know?
I just know that for him, 50 miles to do a lawn for $50,
it's not worth it.
Okay. So that's why I originally put 50 miles and it wasn't worth it.
Okay. I'm just put down 35-mile radius then. Does that sound okay? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then right now what you guys have for your hours of operation, I'm showing Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, you guys are closed, and the other days from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Nope, the only day we want closed is Sunday.
Okay, I'll fix that. So we've got Monday through Saturday, and will that be 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
I wanted to just put 24/7, just in case there was other things that people might need or, if we do lawn during the day and Mark might do auto at night,
okay.
Vice versa, things like that.
Okay. I can put 24/7 if you prefer.
Okay.
That's
that
fine.
Works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So 24/7 on that end. All right. And then the card that you're going to use for payment, it has Mark's name, right?
Yes.
Is there a middle initial on the card?
Nope. Just Mark Lopez.
Okay. And then is the billing on the card the 2627 in Hearthstone Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's a Visa, huh? Because it's a Chime card.
Yeah. I think I have the card info. Let me look.
Okay. Yeah. And when we do what, because after I get your card, the card info, I'm going to do the voice verification. And since Mark is on the card, he needs to do it. Is he going to be available?
Oh. Yeah. He's going to come right back after he puts it on.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. If you don't have the card info, we can fill out other stuff until he comes back. Just let me know
okay.
What works best.
All right. We can continue filling out stuff. I'll look to see if I have the card info, though, while we're
okay.
Discussing.
Yeah, that's fine. So let me see here. We're going to ask a security question every time that we call. So the security
okay.
question is so you guys know that it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can
okay.
pick through three different questions, and you can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as, of course, you and Mark remember. So
okay.
you can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do the city you were born in.
Okay, and what city is that?
Yes, we're not going to put a city. We're going to put railroad tracks.
Railroad tracks, okay. Hey, as long as you remember.
Oh, he's going to get a kick out of that one.
And I put railroad tracks with an S, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to note it right here, too. And
okay,
I don't
good.
Have the info, so we'll wait for him.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so there's another option as well that you can add, and it's completely up to you if you want to add it. It's a call tracking feature. So we would provide you with a phone number. Your clients would call that number, but your calls are still going to be directed right over to your phone number or whatever number you choose. But the reason why people like to add it is because it records all of the phone calls, text messages, all of that. And it also reduces spam calls because it's like, hello, thank you for calling Lopez Lawn and Auto LLC. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. So you can add it. I know some people don't like it because it shows a different phone number. So So it's completely up to you if that's something you would want to add.
Right now we'll hold off on that because I already have made a lot of signs with this number you're talking on.
Yeah, I figured. That's why I always like to ask though, just in case. Okay.
Right.
So. And then for preferred method of contact, I have phone, text, email, or all is fine.
Yes.
So the all is fine?
Back. Yeah, okay. All is fine.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect timing, too, because I'm ready.
Yeah, she's ready for the payment.
Where?
You have to authorize it, so you got to be here.
I can do the authorization with him real quick, and then you can give me the card number, Savannah, so he can okay. just leave to go do whatever he was doing.
Okay. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Mark. So I'm going to do the voice verification with you real quick, and then Savannah can just finish with the card info and everything, and I can just finish with her. This is on a recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. So first things first, if you don't understand anything, just stop me so I can explain it to you. And you are going to get everything through email and text. I'll send it over to Savannah for when we're off the phone. But anyways, first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Lopez Lawn and Auto.
Please
LLC.
State your, thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Mark Lopez. Lopez
and
Lawn and Auto LLC, right?
And you're the owner, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Perfect. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we did establish a security question. Savannah can tell you all about that. And then we'll also call from our office line, which is 877. I did text that over to Savannah already. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah. Did you just put my number on there? Personal number?
We put both numbers on
okay.
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're still. Sometimes we don't have the business phone, so I kind of want to put my other phone number on there too.
Mm-hmm. I have both numbers down there as well. So on your onboarding call, they'll go over more into details also. So that'll be later on today. Savannah knows all about that as well. Now your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. Sorry about that. And that's going to be in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 25th and the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing is that we ask is that you call us 3 days before your billing is due so we can cancel and process everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. You can pass me over to Savannah now. Thank you so much, Mark.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, just let me know. Hi.
Hi, Savannah. Okay, I'm ready for the card info whenever you are.
Okay. It is 4232-2311-3219-7420.
Okay, and then expiration first.
0128.
And the security code?
594.
Okay, perfect. So let me send all of this over through text and through email. It says it's updated. That's great. And okay. And I'm also going to send you over a YouTube video. I'm going to send everything directly over to you, and then I'm going to add his cell phone number so you at least get everything.
Okay.
Let me. And the YouTube video is going to show you how to use your dashboard. So whenever you have a chance, you know, just take a look at that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's move here. Okay. Okay, and we're almost done as well. I know it takes a little bit sometimes.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. What popped up on my end for the card is suspected fraud. Did you by any chance get a notification from the bank telling?
Yes.
Perfect. If you
hold on, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let me see your phone real quick, please. Chime thinks it's fraud, so it's asking if it was you making that charge. Okay, thought that was you. The transaction was a crime, but you have 1 hour to try. Okay, we can try it again now.
Okay, let me refresh on my end. This happens every once in a while, which is a good thing that they're contacting you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have all of my transactions notify me. Every time something over a penny gets charged onto my card, I get notifications, and it has saved me from bad scenarios. One time I left my card at a restaurant and I didn't even realize it. And that person that came after me at the table, they went to the mall right after and they had a blast with my card.
Oh my gosh.
I know. But thankfully I caught it after the second charge. And I called them right away, you know, but it's like, yeah, it's annoying. Oh, it actually did go through. It went through.
Oh,
it showed me that it approved. Okay, cool. All right. That is good. Now let me send you over that YouTube video. And then also there is the terms and conditions, which outlines the service agreement. So, you guys can do it now, or you can do it when you have your onboarding call. It's completely up to you. Let me send you the link, because I do want to go over that with you as well, so you kind of just understand it. Okay, I just sent you over the link. It says, like, My Local Splash, Terms and Conditions.
Okay.
And basically what it's outlines the service agreement. So we're going to do that optimization on your Google business profile. The directory submissions, we'll go over that on your onboarding call. If you're not on any of those, you know, we can help you out with that. Your Facebook ads that we're going to be doing for you. It also goes over what we charged you, which is just that the $348. After that, it's just going to be the $249. Now, this is another thing to know. If you get really busy and you want to pause your service, we don't charge you. Just call us 3 days before the billing is due so we can pause it and we don't charge. Cancellation, you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes and then just type in Mark Lopez with a capital M and L and click confirm, it's going to take you into what's going to be your dashboard.
Okay. You said the terms or the dash one. Do I click?
The terms and conditions one. Let me see exactly what the link says real quick. The link. Yeah, terms. There we go. Sorry. There's so many text messages and emails that get sent out. It gets confusing sometimes.
Okay. I'm trying to confirm the signature.
If it's not going through, it most likely
it
means some.
Too.
Oh, perfect. The dashboard.
You're going to log in.
You're going to get the username and password to the dashboard in 3 to 5 days. So we'll automatically send those over to you. But as of right now, I have everything set up. I'll send you that email for your call, which is going to be today between 12 to 1. You have my contact info as well, so if you have any questions or anything, I'm still going to be point of contact on your account, so please feel free to give me a call or text or email, whatever makes sense. Now, do you have any questions for me before we get off the phone?
I don't think so, because the meeting is to go over everything, setting it up and what we'd like to say.
Exactly. That's why that call is typically, you know, 45 minutes to an hour long, because they go more into the details of it. But they're gonna get the admin request, pictures of work that you do. All of that's gonna be done, you know, in about an hour and a half.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Savannah. Any other questions for me?
Nope, that was it. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you to you too. I'll talk to you guys shortly.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.